Oh, anyone who thinks the judicial system is unfair, oh, come spend some time with me in Amazon jail, because it is so much harder. There are no, you're not even guaranteed someone will read your appeals. It's rough.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Attention, attention, attention. You're tuning into the Going North Podcast. And today's special sponsor is the Going North Podcast Advancement Shop, baby. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Because we got some brand new hats now to add to the collection. So that's right, folks. We got some Going North Podcast hats, some Advance Others to Advance Yourself hats, and a few other designs. So head over to the goingnorthpodcast.com shop. Pick up a hat or two. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, courtesy of one of the best websites on planet Earth today, known as podmatch.com, the wonderful site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts, and if they're cool, they're freaking in. And today's guest is cooler than two cucumbers indeed, y'all. Let me tell you a bit about her, because today's wonderful guest has not only joined the business of immortality by putting a pen to paper by writing and publishing a book, she's also a mom, a wife, a tough stuff handler, e-commerce expert, and the co-founder. You heard that right, folks. She co-founded something, y'all. She's the co-founder of River Bend Consulting. So let's give it up for the liberator. Let's give it up for the heavenly, the fabulous Leslie Hensel. How you doing today, Leslie?
I am so great, especially after that introduction, Dom. How are you?
Doing great with all the R's. It's great. That's right, indeed. We got a liberator in the building. That's right, indeed. I hear she breaks folks out of Amazon jail. You might find out more about that later in the episode.
I bet people didn't even know there is Amazon jail, but there is.
Yeah, sure, because most folks probably don't even get in. Oh, man. Well, hey, before we tackle on the wonderful keys to the magical jail cells, as folks are probably itching to know, like, who's this fabulous lady behind the bio? Because it's like she probably didn't wake up like this full Beyonce mode with all the accolades that are she has and the accolades that are to come. So how'd you become the Leslie that you are today?
So I became the Leslie I am today fully out of circumstance, Dom. I have kind of a weird story of how I got into my business. I used to be a very old school business consultant. And when I say old school, I mean like working for regional accounting firms, old school, and redesigning people's lines where they manufacture their products and helping them write SBA business plans, you know, really boring stuff, actually. Great business, but really boring. And I have two boys. I'm very blessed to have two male boy children who I love so much. And the older one was diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum and having like a jillion other problems with it, like a lot of those kids do. They call it a mixed bag diagnosis. And he was just not cutting it in school. He could not handle school, was not progressing. We decided to homeschool him. And so then the next question is, if you're going to homeschool him, how are you going to pay for all that therapy you're planning to do? And even if you have good health insurance, how are you going to pay for all these things? And my husband was working full time. I decided to stay home and homeschool. We needed more income. And I found out about selling on Amazon. So I became an Amazon seller to put my kid through homeschooling, because I could work with him all day and then source inventory at night. And on the weekends as a family, we would ship it to the Amazon warehouse. And thanks to Amazon, we did that for 3 years. And then it paid for 3 years of special needs school after that. So that is how I started my Amazon journey, which is a little bit odd to take that, you know, mommy side hustle thing and turn it into a business.
Yeah, there he goes. There's a cavity I mentioned. I should have said mompreneur. There we go. That's right, indeed. That's right. Mommy muscle swag. Mommy mind swag. That's right, indeed. It's like, man, I got to get this paper. That's right, indeed. These bills ain't cheap. That's right. These bills are like mighty yoke some days. It's like, I'll be freaking chopping them down. It's like, oh, let me go on ahead and be an entrepreneur. No limit on the income. Learn how to be the best ever. And then use the kids once they get of age. It's like, all right, you're now the hired help, buddy. Try to pay back for that 9 months of rent. Like, what? Don't worry about it. Just get some filling these orders.
Oh, you got that all wrong, Dom. You said when the kids come of age. My younger one was putting stickers on inventory when he was 2 years old. So we started them young. It was a great side effect of having an Amazon business. People who do it as a side hustle, you can teach your kids how to work, how a business works, how to meet their goals, all of that. And they're contributing toward their own bills. They actually love that.
Oh, all right. So you got that stick-to-itiveness. And I'm stick the stickers on the boxes and everything. You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it, indeed. I'm talking about indeed. So my goodness, and you're able to do so much good with your wonderful Amazon business to where you became a consultant on top of that. So how was, what gave you the, I guess in a way, the extra confidence to realize, you know what, I'm doing all this wonderful shipping and everything like that. It's like, shoot, other folks probably going to want some advice on this. So when did that become a reality?
So I started going to some Amazon seller conferences, because being an Amazon seller can be a little lonely. It's not like if you're a CPA, you can find another CPA in your neighborhood, right? You can find someone else who does taxes, or a fireman if you're a fireman. You can find your people. Amazon seller, it's a lot harder to find your people. They're really spread out. So I started going to some Amazon conferences to learn more, to meet folks like me. And I kept hearing, oh, our account was suspended, or my friend's account from Amazon was suspended. Like you said, they were put in Amazon jail. And you have to write this formal action plan, a plan of action to get reinstated. Well, I had written plans of action for clients for years for other purposes, and just different kinds of consulting. And then I'd gotten good at the whole Amazon thing. So it was just a good fit to go out and start doing that. I've been helping people with Amazon problems now for about 10 years. And then one of my clients, he was suspended. He was so upset. He got referred to someone who didn't really help him. Then he got referred to me and told me his problem. And I got him reinstated in about 2 days, I think. Now he's my business partner. His name is Joe Zalta. He came to me and said, we need to do this as a business. I can do the sales and marketing thing. You do the service team. And now 6.5 years later, we've got Riverbend and we've got almost 100 employees.
Sweet. Congrats. That's freaking huge right there. That's right, indeed. Made it past the 5-year mark and got some employees, like more than 10. It's like, shoot. That's right, indeed. That's freaking lives right there. Almost 100. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That 3 figures is coming. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. But that's freaking awesome, though. Freaking awesome, indeed. So, my goodness, so with the good old Amazon suspension, like, how do folks even get suspended? Is it, like, not bad customer service or not fulfilling the items on time or something like that?
It can absolutely be both of those causes, plus about 22 more. So you know how probably everyone listening to this podcast has returned an item to Amazon or another online seller. And when you return something on Amazon, they give you that little drop-down menu and you pick out why you're returning the item. And a lot of times it's something like the quality wasn't good, or there's also, you can write in a box and you might say, this is inauthentic, this is counterfeit. Well, when you write those things, Amazon takes it very seriously, because if a seller gets too many complaints like that, that item can be removed from Amazon, or their entire selling account can be removed from Amazon. Plus, Amazon has a litany of rules. They have so many rules that sellers are invisible to buyers. As a non-Amazon person, you would never think about them. But some you do, like all the fake reviews. You know, there have been all the stories about fake reviews. You're not allowed to do that. If Amazon catches you, they take down that account. There you go. So there's about 24 reasons it can happen, but most of it is around product quality or not delivering stuff on time.
Yep, and then God forbid they did that evil Amazon hack where they just lie on purpose so they can get an extra item depending on the situation or just to get their money back.
What? Buyers lie? Yeah, there's a lot of that. And it's really upsetting too when you have a high quality. I can usually tell, you know, I've literally at this point worked on thousands of seller accounts. And so it is upsetting to me. I can tell the difference. You let me in your account. I look at your data. I look at your comments. I can tell if you're a good seller or a bad seller really fast. So can most of my team members. And it is painful when you see someone who's been suspended because of, you know, dirty buyer tricks or dirty other seller tricks where there's, you know, they're being targeted. It does happen.
Oh man, targeting too? Shoot. That sucks. Darn. I guess the jealous cheap folks, I guess, targeting other sellers.
Yeah, it can be a dirty world, especially some categories. But for the most part, selling on Amazon is, I know this sounds really cheesy, but it really is a community. Most sellers are friendly, helpful to each other. I like to give away information. They just don't want to give it to their direct competitors.
Yeah, makes sense indeed. Makes sense indeed. The dog eat dog part of the world. Folks lost their minds. And it's like, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. We got to take over the world. That's right indeed. Give us the competition. It's like, like, okay. Oh, man. But hey, it's all good indeed. With all those litany of reasons, like, how's the process back of giving folks the keys to get out the jail cell metaphorically?
So I tell you what the hardest part is, because you know how none of us really like to look in the mirror. You don't really want to look at your own dirty laundry. It's really fun to see other people's dirty laundry and feel like you're better than that. But it's really hard to look and see your own. The first thing you have to do is really figure out what you did wrong. And most of the time, there is some data that Amazon is looking at that says you have a problem. So we work with the seller to help them figure out what that really is, to admit it, to embrace it, and then to figure out how to solve it. And once you do that, you present that information to Amazon in a written form. They want a plan telling them how you're going to stop this from ever happening again. So we help the seller to discover that, which to me is where the consultant really comes in, because you can't see your own flaws sometimes. And then help them present that to Amazon in a way that they'll like it. And if not, the reason people end up going to a consultant a lot of times is because Amazon uses a lot of standard drop-down canned responses. And you get the same stupid answer 25 times in a row where you're like, you didn't read anything I said. You didn't, you know, you ignored that I gave you new information. So we help escalate to executives inside of Amazon and other teams inside of Amazon so that someone who might care actually gets it in front of them. There's people at Amazon who care about revenue. There's people who care about brands. There's people who care about women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses. That's a huge one. So, you know, we over time figure out what some of these individuals care about. We escalate to, you know, that guy who loves women-owned businesses, I've got a women-owned business, I'm going to go to him. And that can help us to get sellers back up and running.
Woohoo! Back up and running indeed. Back up and running indeed. So has there ever been an occasion where you got them reinstated and then out of nowhere they follow the action plan, but they ended up getting suspended again?
I love that you asked that question. That is not a common question. And clients are shocked when it happens to them. It does happen. And I tell you why. Amazon sometimes accidentally pulls legacy data. So they pull the old data, and then the human being who is supposed to evaluate whether to suspend fails to see that the last suspension was based on the same data. And I have a client like that right now. They were suspended for 3 specific ASINs last September. And then they were suspended for the same 3 products now. So months and months and months later. And the reason is because clearly the investigator never looked to see, oh, oopsie, this is on really old data. So yes, that absolutely does happen.
That freaking sucks.
I know. Oh, and you know what's really bad is sometimes then Amazon is like, oh, we really can't trust you. You were suspended twice for the same thing in, you know, within 3 months or 5 months or whatever. So the bar is even higher to get reinstated when actually it was the same reinstatement twice. So you shouldn't have a higher standard. And I tell you what's frustrating for people, Dom, frontline investigators. So they have an investigative team. Frontline investigators are not empowered to reinstate someone in that position. They're afraid to, for a lot of reasons, because you've already shown to them that you can't be trusted. And it's counted against them if they reinstate you and you do it a third time. So those kinds of problems, we almost always get them back only through escalations, which also means it takes longer. So you're sitting not selling or with Amazon holding your funds for even longer.
Man, that freaking sucks. Do you think there may be some AI or some kind of software algorithm involved with that process that keeps getting folks suspended?
So Amazon, to my knowledge, does not yet use AI in enforcement. So enforcement being any time that they take down one of your products, take down your account, or have some other privilege taken away. However, they do have a lot of, I hate to say machine learning because that sounds like AI, but it's really not. It's data sets that are continually being generated from a combination of crawling the Amazon website and then looking at your seller data and comparing the two. So they are always crawling the site, meaning they're looking through your listings, looking for bad keywords and other problems, looking through data to pop you up. So then the machines will pop your account up in front of a person and say, we think Dom needs to be suspended for X. And then here's the question, is a human being going to feel like they can say no when the machines tell them yes? And if you already know what the answer to that is most of the time.
Come on, I'm innocent. I thought that was expunged.
Oh, anyone who thinks the judicial system is unfair, oh, come spend some time with me in Amazon jail because it is so much harder. There are no, you're not even guaranteed someone will read your appeals. It's rough.
That could freaking suck. kind of reminds me of the good old YouTube special. I think it was like 2012 or sometime in the 2010s. I forgot the exact year. There was a time where a lot of channels were just getting suspended left and right for random reasons of nothing. They're running some programs or had certain folks in the, that were employed with them that would just suspend channels and delete channels just for no freaking reason. It's like, oh, you're going to get your channel back? Nope. So it's like, oh, man, jail for these big, wonderful companies. But, hey, guess it comes with the territory indeed. But, hey, the good news is you got so much magical experience that you decided to join the business of immortality with your fabulous book, The Amazon Incubator, Grow Your Business or Hatch a New One. So what inspired you to become an author?
So, you know, what's really fun is I didn't decide to write this book. My publisher decided they wanted me to write this book. The publishing company that created the Amazon Incubator with me, they thought that there was a gap in the market for how to sell on Amazon. So they started looking around for an author, and my editor saw me speak at a conference and then approached me and said, hey, you want to write a book? And it was probably a bonus for him that I had lots of writing experience. So we created this book, and I'll tell you why I think my book is such a great testament for Amazon. I could stand up in front of 1,000 people and talk nonstop for 48 hours about horror stories of selling on Amazon, but I will still be the first person to tell you Amazon, it is so powerful. They have millions of states and then another 100 million around the world. That means almost every household in the United States touches a Prime account somehow. And now there's more than, I think, 60% of product searches. People go to Amazon first. Instead of just going to Google, they go to Amazon. They'll even go, like, you're standing in Target and you search a product on Amazon to see if it's cheaper because they can have it at your house the next day. So you're not waiting that long and you might save $10 on your purchase or $20. So there is so much opportunity, especially if you're someone looking for a side hustle, someone you want to start at something quick and easy, you can definitely do it. And, you know, the Amazon really did solve a lot of problems for my family. So I'm a big believer it can solve problems for a lot of other families too.
There we go. Problem solver indeed. Problem solver indeed. So it was like putting the book together. I'm pretty sure there's probably a whole bunch of content you probably had to put on the back burner, put to the side before the final director's cut happened.
You know what was super fantastic about writing this book is that part of the way that we have marketed ourselves at Riverbend is by giving away information. So I will tell people how to get their problems fixed on Amazon, how to grow their Amazon business, all kinds of things for free all the time. So that means I had a ton of blogs, podcasts, newsletters, conversations, so many things. I have so much content already out there. I created an outline and I was able to pop in at least a shell from all this content from years of writing about selling on Amazon. So that gave me about half the content of the book, which was fabulous, because then writing the other half was pretty quick filling in the blanks. Plus, honestly, I've been selling on Amazon for 14 years. And if you can't write down your experience after 14 years, there's a problem. So it really did come relatively quickly compared to any other subject I can think of that I would write about.
Yeah, beautiful indeed. Sounds like you had a ball writing it. There you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. From footballs to beach balls. That's right. All the balls. That's right. She was the belle of the ball. The Amazon ball. Oh, man. So, my goodness, since you've been in business for 6 years and counting, what would you consider your biggest setback in business that actually was a setup for your success?
Oh, what a great question. You know what I think it was is that around the 3-year mark, we got a little distracted. You know, you start getting sucked into there's this possibility for a service over here. There's a possibility for a new service over there, and started doing some things that didn't really fit with our core services. And the revenue was nice. It was nice doing that. But we weren't focusing, laser focused on the core set of services that we do better than everyone else. So now we've pulled back on that, and any new things that we come up with, they fit perfectly with that core service group. And we increase our revenue, but don't have distractions. We aren't pulled in 10 ways, arguing about what resources go where. So I think that's a real temptation for so many businesses, you know, get sucked into the new thing just because it looks shiny.
Yeah, certain deeds, shiny object syndrome, be real. It's like, yeah, this old giant Christmas tree with all the decorations. It's like, hey, let's keep pulling some off. That's right indeed, and put them on another tree. For no reason, create a whole forest of decorated trees. It's like, no, take care of your one tree for now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sir, indeed. Make sure it's tree-rific. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So since you've been on a boatload of podcast interviews, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often when you're on the guest side of the game?
Oh, that is a great question. Okay, this seems like a silly question, but it's not. Sometimes they don't ask, should people reach out to you, and why should they reach out to you? So now can I answer it?
Of course you can.
The reason I plant this question for myself is I actually really love talking to small business people and entrepreneurs and people thinking about starting up a new business. And you got to think about where I came from. You know, this is my mission for my family, right? And I know most other people who are in that same boat, they're on a mission. I don't actually sell coaching services of how to sell on Amazon. I just wrote a book about it, but I'm not trying to sell anyone anything. But if you have a question about how to sell on Amazon, if you should, what product you should sell, you can check out the book, but you can also hit me up on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram. Send me a direct message. I love to talk to my people, and my people are entrepreneurs trying to do better for their family.
There you go. That's right, Dave. That's right, Dave. That's right. She ain't shy, y'all. That's right, Dave. She's got the bright, beautiful smile for a reason, y'all. That's right, indeed. She's friendly. She's helpful. She's got content out there. That's right, indeed. A whole spirit bomb of it. If you want to know some things, that's right, indeed. How to avoid Amazon jail and give her a call if you end up in it somehow. Where you missed that left turn at Albuquerque. That's right, indeed. Well, you say so. I'm going to ask the selling question anyway. So, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, The Amazon Incubator, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay. It would be string cheese. It would be string cheese because string cheese is a snack that you can pull off in small bites. I made the chapter short and easy to finish. And at the end of each chapter, there's questions. And if you answer the questions for the whole book, you'll have a full-on business plan by the time you finish. But the reason it's string cheese and not something like chips is because it is substantial and it will leave you full and it will give you protein and energy for the next step.
There you go. And folks want to cringe a little when they hear cheesy. It's okay. Cheese is good. That's right, indeed. String yourself along to success with Leslie, y'all. Just do it. That's right, indeed. You'll be in good hands, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right. You'll be in a good grader, maybe. That's right. Let me stop. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is, if you were to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
That's always such a hard question. I think that I would tell myself that things are not going to go how you think they're going to go, so just calm it down now instead of thinking you can force it. Because life has not gone the way I planned, and I freaked out about it along the way. And that just makes it worse. So if I could have learned a long time ago just to chill and find a solution instead of panicking, I would have been a lot better off.
That's right, indeed. Better off and not butter off. Yeah. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. You don't want to end up in that cake, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Metaphorically, of course. Metaphorically, indeed. Metaphorically, indeed. But I know what's not a metaphor and is the real deal is the wonderful Riverbend Consulting and all of Leslie's wonderful wares. So for those who need to keep in contact with you and keep up with your journey and cop some copies of your magical book if they're looking to up their e-commerce game, what's the best way for folks to do so?
You can find Riverbend at riverbendconsulting.com. If you have those problems, there's a phone number there, and human beings answer the phone, y'all. Not very common lately. You know, you can't talk to people. We talk to people. Find me on social media at Leslie Hensel, and my book, of course, you can find on Amazon under The Amazon Incubator.
Well, there you have it, folks. We're going to put a link to all the Leslie's wonderful wares in the show notes. So, cops and copies of her magical book, indeed. Give the business a ring if you're looking to do some business and learn more. How to up your game, indeed, because she's got you covered like a blanket, y'all. That's right, indeed. She's got you covered like five of them in the winter, y'all. That's right, indeed. Five of them to stay alive. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Indeed. So, my goodness, any parting words before we close up shop?
If you're thinking about starting a business, whether it's on Amazon or somewhere else, don't wait any longer. Get started now. You're delaying for no reason. Change your life. Do it now, today.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual. If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep being fabulous.